keeping your sports day moving as you sit still in traffic. This is the 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport.
Welcome in, 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 4 o'clock hours here. You know what? Let's just start it with our guy, Brant Snedeker. Big news today, Nashville Golf Open announcement again, benefiting the Snedeker Foundation. Brant, always great to catch up with you, and I'm going to tell you, we all love the event and are always excited to be a part of it and do our show out there.
Yeah, today was a big day for us. You know, getting an 8-year sponsorship with Simmons Bank, now the Simmons Bank Open going forward on the Corn Ferry Tour. The stability we needed, the financial backing we needed is now there. So we have all the makings of, you know, trying to kind of raise the platform and profile of this event. We're really excited about partnering with Simmons. They're a great bank based out of Little Rock, Arkansas, who are trying to expand in the region. And I think we're going to do a lot of good things together, not only benefit the golfers that are here for that week, but also benefit our local community. Not just that week, but all year round.
Yeah, I had an account at Simmons Bank for I still have an account at Simmons Bank.
So what Brent, what Mickey's telling you is he could have sold this sponsorship.
I could have done this a long time ago. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I didn't know they were in the running. But I got some connections at Simmons Bank.
Good people from Arkansas. So my mom was born in Jonesboro, Arkansas, so I've got a connection with them as well.
Did you even know that?
Awesome.
That's the city I was born in. We may need to all get together and try to figure out some logistics sometime that's on really this.
He's already your favorite golfer. Though.
Yes. Well, like, I mean, you're already my favorite golfer. So, yeah, you didn't have to just give me all this great Arkansas love.
Hey, so the growth of this tournament has to mean so much to you on so many different levels with the Snedeker Foundation, but also, as you mentioned, these guys trying to make it, right, on the PGA Tour.
For sure. You know, this is the same tour I played. I played, I think, over 60 events out there when I first turned pro. It's a great proving ground. It's a great place for the future stars of tomorrow to kind of learn how to play golf, to learn how to be professional. The golf stuff is kind of the easy stuff for us when you turn professional. It's what you've done your whole life. It's the traveling week to week, how to set up a schedule, how to come to an event on Monday, knowing that Thursday is your first round. How do you get ready? The competition level is obviously one of the best in the world. So it's a great way for young kids coming out of college and for guys trying to make it on tour to kind of learn how the tour works and operates and how to compete and travel on a year-round schedule. You know, Xander Schauffele, top 10 player in the world, played the Nashville Golf Open 2 years ago. Lanto Griffin won it 2 years ago. He's now won Houston Open, you know, 2 months ago. He's getting ready to play in the Masters. So these guys have enormous talent. They're going to be stars. It's just once getting them through the process of learning how to be professional and getting ready to play on the PGA Tour.
You know, and I think a lot of people don't understand, like, the pressure that's involved on that tour. We talked with Rain Gibson, for example, a couple of years ago, and I talked with him about, like, he was talking about the pressure on Sunday to finish high enough to be able to pay for the trip and things like that. I mean, not something that I think a lot of people think about, but that's certainly on their mind as they perform.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, these guys are chasing their dreams. They don't have a lot of excess funds thrown around. These guys are traveling, and, you know, two or three guys to a car, two or three guys to a hotel room. They're trying to do everything they possibly can to make it. And so you want to give them every opportunity to be successful. Lanto Griffin, I'm going to use my example, he literally was going to retire from golf and quit playing golf right before he won the Nashville Open. Couldn't afford it anymore. Hadn't had any success. Was 27 years old and playing golf for 8 years professionally or 7 years professionally with not a lot of success, but that one event changed his life forever. Now he's playing the Masters in 2 months, and top, you know, I think he's top three or four of the FedEx Cup list already in this year. So amazing what can happen when these guys have opportunities, get some confidence, and start, kind of start going from there. So that's what this tour is all about. It's about trying to help guys, you know, one swing away from changing their lives. And also in the meantime, while we're doing that, raising some money. We raised over $600,000 to local community, to Nashville, since we started this event, hoping to grow that now with Simmons coming on board through local organizations, whether it's the SNEDS Tour, which I sponsor, do a lot with Junior Golf of Tennessee, or Our Kids, that helps with child sexual abuse here in Nashville. We do lots of things around locally to make sure every dollar we raise stays in town.
That's something that people associate you with around here is giving back. At what point did you decide, because, you know, you're a kid, you're trying to make this golf dream come alive, did you say, no matter what happens, I'm going to give back?
you know, it's just one of those things. The tour does a great job in ingraining when we first get on tour. You know, you look up at the icons of the game, the people that you look up to, the Jack Nicklaus, the Arnold Palmers, the guys I grew up idolizing, Greg Norman, Payne Stewart's, Paul Azinger's, and on this generation, Tiger and Phil and all those guys. You see what they do on a week-in, week-out basis, the money they're able to generate, the money they're able to raise, give to charities. You realize that that's what the game of golf is about. You know, it's about building relationships. It's about, you know, we could play a game for a living and make a great living at that. Well, you know, that's great and all, but, like, what are you going to do? What's your impact in the game going to be? And, you know, we've had some great leaders in our game kind of show us the model of how to do it and what's really important, you know. And so being one of the only few guys from Nashville to ever do this for a living, I want to make sure Nashville has an impact based off of how fortunate I've been in my career. You know, I want people to know that this is where I live, this is where I was born, this is where I was raised, this is where I'm going to stay. I'm not going anywhere. Nashville's home, and I want to make sure I can do as much good as possible through my platform, playing golf professionally, you know, just having as much fun as possible while I'm doing it.
How much does the growth of this tournament kind of push a PGA Tour tournament here in Nashville?
It's huge. It's a massive step in the right direction. You know, the tour wants to be here. I have, you know, conversations once a year, or at least once every year at the tour about laying an event here. And it starts with, okay, well, we got a Korn Ferry event now. We got to show that we can, A, bring the fan support, bring the local community behind it, get the volunteers, make sure that we have the local sponsors. Even though we've got a great title sponsor, we still need local companies to be involved, to be out there, you know, doing the little things that make tournaments special. And so once we show that we can do that with a Korn Ferry event, the tour is going to be right behind it. Trust me, the tour is always looking for new places to go. They have circled Nashville because of our success in hosting big events here in the past. You know, the tour is not oblivious to seeing what the draft is like here, or the NHL All-Star Game, or how the Preds have been doing, or whatever. They realize professional sports works in Nashville. So how does that look with golf? And so this is a great kind of test case to see where we can do with it. Hopefully show them they're ready for it, and then kind of go on from there.
Rance Snedeker, our guest.
So are there courses that that could handle that kind of long ball hitting? Because when I'm out at West Haven, I'm thinking about you hitting. And, I mean, you know, you're on the green on every par four, just about.
There would have to be a plan. You know, this is not something we could host a big event tomorrow or next year. You know, there would have to be a plan going forward.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's all kind of part of the tour's questions with Nashville. Is the event, where can we host one? What would it look like? And, you know, that's great to think about, kind of dream about. But until we show them that we can handle a Korn Ferry event on a regular year in your mm-hmm. basis, I don't think they're real interested in that. So I think it starts with what we're doing here, doing it the right way to make sure that when we do have one, it's not going to be a one-hit wonder, in the sense that once we establish ourselves as a town that can host it and show out for golf, then we can kind of springboard that into bigger and better things.
Rand, you're a very, very, very proud and vocal Vanderbilt graduate. While we got you on, I'm curious to get your thoughts on kind of how things have gone on, where we kind of all wake up one day and Malcolm Turner's not in charge anymore. Candace Story Lee, who I'm sure you know very well, is in charge there. I guess you guys went to school. Well, for at least one of her three degrees, you have to have been in school together at some point.
She was my academic advisor for the golf team when I was there.
That's outstanding.
Yes.
We are very fortunate, Vanel, to have her there. She's a very special person, and I would be very hard pressed to find one athlete that's going through Vanderbilt that does not have glowing things to say about Candace. She is an extremely smart, intelligent, hardworking individual that knows Vanderbilt inside and out, and I think we're very fortunate to have her. You know, I think there's a large group of people who kind of wanted her to get the job to begin with, to be perfectly honest with you, and now a year later, through roundabout ways, it's kind of worked out that way. I'm very biased because I've known her for a long time, and I absolutely love her to death and think she'll be a rock star when she gets the opportunity. So, you know, it's one of those things where obviously we wish it didn't happen. It doesn't look great for Vanderbilt on the outside looking in. But in the long run, if you get the right person in there doing the right things, it'll all work out in the end. You know, we're very kind of emotionally charged right now because you know, we'll be losing AD one day, steps down or whatever happened, and everybody's, you know, out to get Vanderbilt, how poorly run we are and all this kind of stuff. And I find that very hard to believe just because of the quality of people we have over there. If you look at the coaches we've had go through there and the administrators, we've got some really special people go through there. So I don't think you can do that with poor leadership. I don't think you can have people like Tim Corbett stay around for 15 years and and have poor leaders over there telling them, you know, one thing or another. So I just think it's one of those things where we got in a situation where an AD, we tried to think outside the box, maybe a little bit too much for our own good with an AD. It didn't work out. Hopefully they realize we got the right person for the job in there now.
So what does Brant Snedeker at Topgolf look like?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I'm just curious because you could hit it over the back net.
Is this before the first beer or after?
During, maybe?
Keep the difference here.
I mean, literally, do you miss a target?
You know, I've only done it a couple times. It's a fun thing to go do with friends because I'm one thing. I don't like playing golf when I'm drinking because I get way worse really quickly. So it actually drives me crazy. So I don't do it very much. But no, it's a fun way. You know, I love the fact that people go and hang out and want to play the game of golf in a laid back, fun setting. Get people exposed to it. I'm all about that. So I love it when people go and have a good time there.
Hey, before we let you go, on your website with the PGA Tour, you can switch all your measurements to metric. So if you ever need to know you're 185 centimeters tall and you weigh 84 kilograms.
Please. I should use that. I feel way taller and way less fat right now.
185, man. That's a lot of centimeters right there. Well, you know, if you're ever talking metric of people, just your arm now in danger.
I'm glad to see you're busy working hard there on the computer while you're
Well, no, I'm looking at your – I mean, you just got to play two of the coolest events, and I know things didn't go the way you wanted to, but you got to go to Pebble Beach, and before that, the Phoenix Open, which we've been to, which is straight bananas. And, yeah. I'm just checking all that out, but – that has to be just two of the most amazing things to get to go do those in back-to-back weeks.
It was great. You know, I say Pebble, if you catch a good day at Pebble Beach, you'll never play a better, you'll never be in a better place in the world, in my opinion, golf-wise. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then I tell people there's two events you have to see. You got to see the Masters one time, and you have to see the Phoenix Open. The Phoenix Open is unlike anything we see anywhere else in golf. It's a party with a golf tournament in the middle of it. So it's kind of crazy. It's just absolute bananas. And I had a great time last, even though I made the cut last week at Pebble, I had a great time. I got to play with Steve Young for 3 days and one of my sponsors, Neil Bushry. So we had a great time and played to Phil the first three rounds. I thought he was going to win. He was playing great, but didn't work out in the end. But I got a week at home. I'm going to go down and watch Vanderbilt play tonight versus Kentucky. So hopefully it gets a big win. And love to see what Jerry Stackhouse said he's doing over there.
Hey, real quick about the Phoenix Open, the stadium hole. Do you remember the first time you walked in there and for like a competitive round and walked into the stadium hole? And what was your experience?
Yeah, you know, I played there in 2007 as a rookie, and it was just absolute, just had no idea. Well, you know, I remember playing the 11th hole, which is right next to the 11th tee box, is right next to the kind of back of 16 green, and I was just in awe of what I saw. This was before they had grandstands everywhere. It was just a sea of people at 7 a.m. all waiting to get in there. And, you know, beer cans being thrown at 7:30 in the morning. It was just unbelievable. By the time you get there, you just feel like you just kind of want to run and hide because you realize everybody in there is waiting to boo you and make fun of you. You know, that was back when they would be really close to the tee box. They'd start, you know, calling out your dog's name. They start yelling, Gentleman Scholar Athlete League. That's where I went to NBA's code of honor down there. So they were doing all kinds of all these crazy stuff they were pulling out. So there's always a lot of fun. It's gotten a little bit more, I won't say corporate now, but it's just a bigger platform than it's ever been before. But it's still absolute craziness. I can't put it into words until you see it.
Yeah, for people that don't know, it's basically like you're playing on a golf course, which is already crazy. That event is crazy, but
it's like Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
Mardi Gras with a golf course.
Mardi Golf.
Yeah, and so you walk into this stadium hole environment, and it's like suddenly you're trying to make an 8-foot putt in an SEC football venue.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Brant, hey, we're excited about the tournament again. Thanks for the time. And 185 and 84, your metric measurements, just in case you need them.
I'm probably a little bit over 84 right now. We're working on getting
Hey, we all are, bro.
Yeah, we all got some work to do. Thank you, brother.
Tell Mandy hello.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.